Right.
Hey, and before we wrap up, we got about 6 minutes left. I wanted to kind of hand off to you, Joe, to kind of go over your top five for tonight.
All right. Brother made some great points, though, and I really agree with you know, a lot of stuff he was saying.
That's a conversation we need to go deeper in.
Yeah, like we need a whole nother show to talk about
budgeting
that.
And yeah.
So and Mika, please chime in because you know you've been the expert in this situation. I would love to know your opinion on this top five.
Okay.
Like I said earlier, one of the number five thing actually was not reading your terms and conditions and not knowing your credit card terms.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, we don't want to get into it. We don't want to read it. It's a lot of information. You know, you might get intimidated with all those words staring at you, and the numbers probably don't make that much sense to you. Like I said, you do understand my balance is $1,000. My payment is, you say, $9 a month. That's all I need to know. And then they mix it out, and then they get into and they find themselves in trouble down the line.
And that's when they start asking questions.
Right. That's when the questions start coming in. The number four thing, the biggest mistake that you know people make with credit is they max out their credit cards. And when you don't read the terms and conditions, they tell you when you max it out. There are like you know penalties that come with that, and then now you over, you know, your limit, and then here comes the excess charges or whatnot that you could have been aware of. And I don't think people realize the credit score system and maxing it out, how much that hurt you.
Yeah, credit card will hurt your credit. You can go, if you max out your credit cards, you could go from a 700 into the high fives in 30 days.
Wow.
There's a 30% rule on credit cards.
Wow.
There's a 30% rule. So if you have a $300 credit card, your credit card, and that's the only credit card you have, you don't need to leave a balance over $90 on that credit card. You don't spend $299. You're supposed to have a balance $90 or less. It's a 30% rule. They give you these credit cards, and they do not teach you how to use them. If you are putting anything on credit, you need to be trying to pay it off in at least 6 months. I understand emergency happens, but you need to have some kind of, before you swipe that card, you need to mentally have it, a plan in your mind to pay that card off.
All right. Number three, the biggest mistake that we make as Americans with credit. We only pay the minimum payments. Now, why, you know, I guess people, you know, they say it's $11 a month. They pay that $11 a month. They don't believe in paying extra. Can you just speak on briefly, like, why this is such a bugaboo for us? Like, why does paying the minimum payment come back to bite you?
Because when you read your fine print on the bottom of your credit card statement, if you're paying the minimum payment, what you are really paying is most of the interest on the card. And they will tell you, if you continue to pay this $25 a month, it will take you 15 years and 7 days to pay off this credit card balance. That's why, because all you're paying is the interest.
Okay.
It's exactly how much time.
Okay. Number two, late payments. It says one of the things about paying late drops your credit score tremendously. Can you speak to, like, how much it drops? Like, you know, why paying late hurts you so much? How can you build up so much credit cachet, miss one payment, and have it fall so fast?
Mika, you there?
Did we lose Mika?
Yeah, I guess we did.
It's Tank.
Tank, you there?
It's not like a delinquent.
Oh,
no,
there you go.
I'm sorry. It's not like my daughter got in my car and the Bluetooth picked up. It will stay with you. Late payments do not go away as long as you have that credit file. And it takes you, one late payment will cost you almost 80 points, and you will have that late payment for the rest of that credit file, and it takes you 12 months to get it back.
Whoa.
One late payment.
One late payment drop you around about 80 points?
Yep.
Whoa.
Depending what else you got going on with your credit, it hurts you a lot. It really does.
That's a significant drop, though. That's a significant drop.
That's a significant drop. And then a lot of, and one thing that I try to tell people, and something I had to learn from myself, keep in touch with your creditors. Let them know what's going on. A lot of places, especially with your vehicles in your home, they have deferral programs. They have it where they can move that payment at the end of the term where you don't get a late payment, and it keeps you in good graces. You just have to learn how to talk to people. We gotta just shred that whole thing about being embarrassed or flexing for people, because don't nobody care. We all struggling in our own little way.
That's right.
And the number one thing, quickly, and I really needed you to speak on this number one thing, because I was trying to, you know, do my Googles and figure this one out. Charge offs. The 6 months no payment. This, I don't know, like this rule that sticks with you for years and years and years over time, when your credit card has a charge off. Can you speak to that and just help me?
Yeah.
Clarify.
You got 7 years with that. It's 7 years with that. Pay them folks. Even if they charge about, pay them folks. Please pay them folks so you can have it to zero. So, because what's going to happen is every time they're reporting that you're not paying, you're losing points. So if you're doing something positive, you're pretty much walking through mud. You may be going somewhere, but you're going slowly.
Wow.
You can make payment rain. Yeah.
7 years?
Seven years. Oh, and student loans stay with you forever.
Oh.
They like her.
Hey, Tank, are you with us?
Never go nowhere.
Yeah. So, yeah, I really, so that's the top five, the biggest mistakes we make when it comes to credit cards. Meek, I think you did an amazing job of clarifying every one of those. So, you know, I'm pretty sure the listeners appreciate that.
Yeah, we're about to close up. Does anybody got any final parting shots?
I think it was a pretty good show. A lot of good, valuable information. I appreciate the listeners. Appreciate the callers that called in. It's pretty good. It's game 7 is on the beginning. Each week is going to get bigger and better.
I appreciate
we're here to entertain.
I didn't even realize we were going to get touch on insurance. So
hear
I
again,
enjoyed the conversation. I
okay.
said I'm happy that we got a chance to speak on insurance.
Yeah, that was my take as well. Like I think we hit a bunch of different important topics. I think life insurance and the importance of life insurance could have been a whole show by itself. And, you know, for us to go through it, I was happy we touched on that. Game 7, man, we here. We back. I'm excited.
Yeah, great show. Good to think this was a great one to start off of, and I think this is a topic that we will come back to. We haven't figured out the topic for next week, but it's going to be the same bad time, same bad station. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you, Anthony, for y'all's sharing with us. And we hope we have more callers that want to kind of jump in next time. We'll have different topics, but we definitely want to bring value to you all. Thanks, Mika. Thanks, Tank. Thanks, Joe. It was great. It was fun. Closing shots up. That's it. That's all. Thanks, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, y'all. Game 7.